Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Wendy Dewar Hughes calling in again. I'm hosting the show today with my co-host, Suzanne Lawrence. How are you today, Suzanne?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, it's great. I'm great. Yeah, I'm really excited about our show today. We've been taking a little diversion from just sweet romance for the last couple of weeks and again next week to talk about book marketing. And I'm really thrilled today to have as our guest Dr. Bette Daou, who has a long history of publishing and marketing her books. And she's going to share with us today some of the ups and downs of book marketing and how it applies to sweet romance authors and all kinds of exciting things. We're getting the inside scoop from Bette. So, Bette, are you with us today?
I certainly am. I'm really looking forward to this.
Oh, we're so excited to have you. I'm going to just jump right in, Bette, and ask you some things about your background and, you know, where you're coming from and, you know, like I said, the ups and downs of being a published author. So maybe you can tell our listeners, how did you get started on your writing career?
It's really interesting. My mother was a writer for a number of magazines. This is sort of a convoluted way, so one of the things in my head as a kid was, I'll never be a writer because my mom does it. We all know how that goes. And, you know, gradually through high school, I still had that sort of same mental attitude. So I decided to fail English. And, of course, that worked really well. And then I hit college. And this is one of the important things with a writing career. It's somebody that sparks something inside you that just says, oh, I really have to be a writer. And that's what it was for me. So I started back in college, and I think I was in my third year before taking on my teaching degree, and she inspired me to write stories. And I have been writing ever since, but it took me a long time to publish under my own banner, but my writing career started by writing books for the Department of Education, for various corporate organizations. A lot of them were training manuals, but I was still writing stories at the same time because everything you write is a story. So basically that's how I got started my writing career. It was just I was inspired by somebody at college, and of course having my mom being a writer, she was really pleased at that point in time that I would follow the same path.
That's really interesting. I think it's probably common for a lot of authors and writers that the path is kind of convoluted, and often, you know, like you say, you react against what your parents do, and then you end up doing the same thing. I know in my life, I'm an artist as well, and I have a daughter who's an artist, and whether you want to be or not, sometimes it just works out that way. But it's really interesting that some person inspired you to write, and that you have gone from academic into stories and all kinds of other things. So when you started getting going and started writing and getting published, what kind of things did you come up against?
Well, I found that, believe it or not, marketing, it happens to be our topic today, is probably one of the biggest obstacles because we write books. We love writing books. And by the way, my daughter also writes books. So it's, you know, following the family lines here, is that even when she wrote her books and I wrote mine, we thought, oh, well, we'll just post it up on Amazon and people will buy it. Well, so totally wrong. It was like hitting that brick wall. What do you mean I have to go out there and market my books? Even with having a publisher, you still had to go out and market your books. So the biggest struggle was, okay, I have to market it, but what do I need to do? There was no blueprint or no roadmap for me to follow. So basically, you know, you're stuck in a position where you're scrambling, trying to figure out what the different components are and how much money is this going to cost me, and why do I have to do this? Why can't I hire somebody else? And so that was basically a really big struggle for me, was on the marketing side. Now, mind you, in the early parts of my writing career, it was a lot simpler because I got the contracts to write the books, so I had a ready-made audience. So when it came time for me to publish my own books, I no longer had that audience in place, and that was probably my own mistake. So to me, that was a big struggle. I didn't know who my audience was. I was just writing.
That's a really good point. And I think for a lot of authors, in days gone by, publishers did a lot of the marketing and the writer could just stay home and write. But those days are pretty much gone. And I know that we've all seen so many changes in the publishing world in the last, even just the last few years. And we really need to think differently about how to market. So what would you say is a good starting place for authors?
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're writing romance or not nonfiction type books. The first thing you absolutely have to do is to find that perfect reader. You have to know who is going to read your book, because how can you reach out to them if you don't know who they are? And there's a couple of little things you can do in order to find that perfect reader. And some of them are pretty simple. You find other books in your genre to start, and you see who's reading their books and what kind of audience they have, how they've categorized their book. Because sometimes that's all it takes, is knowing the audience they're reaching out to. But it's not just looking for them on Amazon to see who are the top sellers and figuring out who their audience is, but you have to take it that next step. Okay, they're on Amazon, but where else are they? Because you have to find out where those readers are lurking somewhere. They're somewhere out there. We know they're there. We know there's book clubs, all of that. So if you can find out just by looking at some of the competition or other people in your genre that are doing well, and following the thread through and say, okay, they're on social media, perhaps they're on Facebook. Oh, look at this, they have a big following. So you can join that group and follow them as well, because then all of a sudden you can start interacting and developing your own readers at the same time. So you really have to dig down, figure out who they are and where they hide. Because once you've got that part of the puzzle, then the rest of it becomes a little easier, although not completely simple, but a little easier. You've identified who's going to read your book. Now, if you're a romance novelist, which most of the people on this call probably are, you know that there are people that just devour all kinds of romance novels. And there are certain niches that you can follow. So you have to get in there. Starting at Amazon's really a great way to go. Figure out where other people are doing it, and then just start following them around. And then all of a sudden, you find out where those readers are hiding, and then that gives you a really good open place to start gathering your own readers. I hope that made sense.
That makes perfect sense, and I'm glad that you brought up the topic of social media too, because there's lots that can be done there. Maybe you could just give a few tips on how to use groups on Facebook and LinkedIn or wherever else, you know, Twitter, those kind of things. Have you got any kind of inside tips for our reader, or our listeners?
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
let me remind our listeners that if they have a question for you, they can call in during the live show. So if we've got anyone out there and you want to ask about a question about marketing, or you have a question about anything she's saying, I want to remind you, you can just call in. The number is 347-838-8925. Now, that's only if you're listening to this live. If you're listening later to the replay and you have a question, you can just leave it as a comment, and we go back and check the comments on the site. So that's all. I just want to remind people to call
thank
in.
You.
So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about social media, there are some fairly important ones, but the list is huge. So you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you've got Pinterest, you've got Google Plus, you've got YouTube, you've got Tumblr, and it goes on and on and on. What I try to tell writers is don't be everywhere. Be where your readers are. So where are readers generally? Well, Facebook is probably one of the most popular places, so I'll start there. With Facebook, there's two avenues. One, you have a personal page that you have for your personal friends. Don't confuse that with your professional page. So although you have to have your personal account in order to set up your professional page, don't try and mix the two. I know at the beginning I mixed the two and I'm going, oh, this is driving me nuts. So I had to try and separate it because I would be getting postings from friends walking their dog down the street. And although people want to know you personally, control it. So set up a professional page. Now, it's pretty easy. Facebook says create. You just click on create a page and fill out all of their questionnaires. And I do have some training modules that you can go through and do those. And I will talk about that a little later. But setting up your professional page. Now, that professional page, a couple of key components. A professional photo instead of a logo on your page because you want to promote you as the author. And then your banner in the back is where you can change it back and forth and up and down. As you release a new book, you can change the banner in the back to whatever your new book is. Now, those are good places to start. The other thing you need to do before you even try to get people to like your page, because this is where your readers are going to start coming, is to have at least 5 and perhaps 10 posts already on the page. Now you're going, oh, God, I have to write some more, and what am I going to put on for the post? Well, because you're an author, your post should be related back to your genre. So you might give readers some insights into the characters in your book. And, Wendy, I'm going to pick on you here because insights for Jill Moss. And, you know, you can talk a little bit about her and what's going on, her adversary. You can talk about what's going on there. You can talk about the location. So you're giving book details without giving away the story. But if you have some good posts sitting in there all ready to go before you get the likes, that's the place you want to go. Now, that's pretty simple. We haven't talked about how you get likes and all of that. I mean, that's another story. But that's, you know, a great place to start. Now, you can use pretty well all of that same information and go to a Twitter account. Use the same banners in the background, the same professional photo, and then every time you post something, have it automatically tweet. Now, you don't have anybody following you at this point, and there are a few techniques you can use for that, but it's the setup of it. So my recommendation, of course, is you want to go Facebook, and you want to have Twitter. And the other great place, believe it or not, which is mostly women, which is perfect for romance readers, is Pinterest. So now use your same professional photo and your same backgrounds and make diagrams and quotes out of your book. Now, believe it or not, for every 100 pages of book, you can probably pick out 25 quotes out of your own book and put a graphic around it. Simple tip, easy to do, and those will be your posts to Pinterest. As you follow people and do different things with Pinterest, all of a sudden you're getting all of your posts shared. And, of course, you want to make your posts so you have a little byline at the bottom, so you might put summerbaypress.com at the bottom or Author Success Guild at the bottom, so you're branded. So when people see that graphic on Pinterest, they, oh, that's this author. Let's go to that and see what other things they have on their Pinterest account. So then you're tying all three things together. What I generally do, I create the graphic, I put it on Pinterest, have it automatically go to my Facebook, which in turn automatically goes to my Twitter account. So it kind of handles itself in all one place. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense.
Those are great ideas.
I have a question, though, about Facebook.
Yes.
Maybe you can help me out. And I think a lot of listeners have this too. You mentioned that you need your personal page, of course, at Facebook to get your count up, and then you create your professional page. So show us the difference on your, how do we get to you on Facebook and know that we're at your professional page? Because I go to Facebook and I type your name in, and then it comes up and it looks to me like it's your personal page. How do I get to your professional page? And so what is something people want to name their professional page as opposed to their personal page if they're an author? How do they differentiate between the two?
Yeah, that becomes, it's a matter of how you've had. So my personal page, like for me, is just Bette Daou. Mm-hmm. My mm-hmm. author page is Dr. Bette Daou. So I differentiated my way using that type of thing. But I also have like a Blueprints for Success page, and I have a this page. I have about 30 of them that I manage, because each book series I come out with, I make a new page. But I try to tie it together under the Dr. Bette Daou page. Now, when you get the difference, when you get to, see, there's the two. One of them says, okay, you can like the page. And the other one was a friend request. So if you see friend request, you know you're on their personal page. But if you're on the other page, it'll say like the page.
So could someone set up? Could someone, maybe someone's not a doctor, but they could just set up their name, like they're Mary Smith. Mary Smith could be their personal page. Then they could set up Mary Smith author for their author page or professional
page?
That's
exactly what you do it. That's exactly what you want to do. It's the differentiator.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, I know people like Jill Lublin. She has her personal page, but then she has Jill Lublin Publicist as her professional page. So she keeps them separate that way as well.
Mm-hmm. There's just so much to think about. I want to just move on a little bit now, because we've touched on social marketing. I think a lot of authors feel overwhelmed by having to market. I mean, it's hard enough to write a book and get it edited and, you know, everything else, or get a publisher. But how much marketing does an author need to do, Bette?
Well, the short answer is something every day. Now, that sounds like, oh my, what do I have to do every day? Well, what I suggest to a lot of people is plan out what you want to do. You could do it for 3 months, 6 months, a year. You know, how depends how far you want to plan things. So each day you want to have something in the list that you can do. Now, that doesn't have to be difficult. So with Facebook, it's recommended between 1 and 3 posts a week. Now, it sounds like a lot, but you can do one. But if you do 1 to 3 posts a week, so today you could do a quote, tomorrow you can talk a little bit about something, and then pick the days. Now, the best days for posts are Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday. Now, take note of that, because that's when people read the most, Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday. Now, everybody's starting to put their stuff up Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday, and pretty soon we'll have to change those dates because everybody's on there. But if you know you have to do 3 Facebook posts in a week, that takes care of 3 days already. So now you've got 4 more things to do. So perhaps you want to write a blog article. Now, one blog article a week is absolutely fine, or 1 every 2 weeks, but just as long as you're consistent on what you're doing. So if you schedule in a blog article and 3 Facebook posts, now the Facebook posts can be a tie to your blog article, so it could all be one, but then that reduces the number of things. The other thing is you want to add things like a marketing idea might be to reach out to a book review site. So you might want to do one of those a week. So now you're up to 5 things. So it doesn't take much to do something every day. I'm going to use an example here. A good friend of mine, Eleanor Stutz, who writes a lot of sales books, Nice Girls Do Get the Sale, happens to be one of her books. When she first came out and got hit with this marketing thing, she got, oh, I have no idea what to do. She got depressed. She'd just written her book. She knew it was good and, you know, just sort of panicking over the whole thing. She decided that she was going to learn on a rapid basis, and she'd wish she'd known about Author Success Guild then, but she had to go out there on her own, so she learned as much as she could and then put in her plan, do something every day. By the end of the first month, she was miles ahead of most authors who were just thinking about, oh, heck, what do I have to do for marketing? So as she added something every day, her sales just, you know, went through the roof where everybody else was remaining steady. They weren't doing enough. Now, it could be as simple as something you want to do to market your book is go into the group where your readers are, read some comments, and post some comments as long as you have a link back to your book. Or you post the comments from your professional page to get people to come back to like it. Because you put the link in there and it shows a graphic. So if you go in and make a comment and then type in http://facebook.com/ and then your professional name, for me it's Dr. Bette Daou, as signing off on the comment, it'll show your graphic and people will go and like it. It's just little things. It doesn't have to be major on a daily basis. It's little things, little things, little things. And if you do it on a daily basis, heck, you know, the world's your oyster. There's no reason why you can't be selling a lot of books that way.
Wow. Yeah, I think consistency is a big one. I think, Suzanne, you have a couple of questions too. So why don't you go ahead and ask Bette what you wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned when you get a new book, you put up another page for the book. And so a lot of people think that, you know, maybe one book is enough. Now, I think your opinion is you need more than just one book to offer the public. So tell us a little bit about that. Why do you need more than one book?
Well, in today's market, there are very few one-book wonders. And if you're going to take the time to develop your reader audience, you just don't want to sell one book. It's like selling a refrigerator. How many times are you going to have that person come back to buy a new refrigerator? Well, you don't want to, you know, if you come up with your second book eventually, you don't want to go back to someone from 10 years before to sell them another book. So the premise behind it is people want to know that you are more prolific than just reading the one book, because they don't want to just read it through and want to follow some of your characters and find out there's nothing more there. So as a minimum for me, and I've taught my daughter this as well, you want three. And now that's full length, not novellas, but novels. And she's done three novels, Child of the Soulstone, Return of the Forgotten, and then there's another one that she's just working on right now. So people know there's three, so they follow the characters for three. Now, that's okay. I want to take it one step further. The tipping point for people to notice you is five books. Now, that sounds scary. Now, here's where
it's about. Is this five books all in one genre, you mean?
Yeah. It's five books. Okay. But, you know, just a little piece around it. Maybe you've got the three main books. Now, here's where you start putting in other books. They could be character backstories. They could be novellas about a side story that you wanted to put in the book, but it was too much. So you can start being very creative behind it as to how you want to build that reader base. I know a couple of people where they were writing their books and they had one or two, and three was okay, their sales weren't where they were. But the minute they hit that five, six books, then all of a sudden people were going, oh, wow, look at this. You know, and then they started reading the character backstories, and then they started reading the main books. So it just opens you up to a writing career versus just somebody who put out a book. And that is the biggest difference. I hope that makes sense.
Makes sense to me. Is everybody still there?
I think we lost Suzanne.
It sounds like it. Well, it must be that technology.
It's either the technology or the East Coast storms.
It could be the East Coast storm, that's for sure. Yeah, that's a really good point, and I've heard that from other authors too, that once you have more work out there, that's when you start to really get noticed. But I've also heard that you shouldn't wait till you have it all out to get started. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the the marketing system that you use and how you're involved in it. I understand Author Success Guild is a complete book marketing system. And just tell us a little bit about that while we've only got a few more minutes left.
Wow, the time goes fast on this
call. Hey, I sure mention, too, that I was thrown off for a minute, and so we probably didn't get the last part. Could you hear both hear each other in the last few minutes?
Yeah, we just went on without you.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you recorded it.
Yeah, you're breaking up. So, Bette, why don't you just go ahead?
Okay. What has happened is I formed a JV partnership with three other authors. We're all authors. One of them is a specialist in web technology, another in social media technology, another one in fiction, and another one in nonfiction. And we pooled ourselves together. And all the marketing that, you know, trials and tribulations we've all had and what the solutions were, and put a roadmap together called the Complete Book Marketing System. This is a roadmap. If you went through from start to finish, would take you 12 months to complete it. Now, I know it sounds like a lot, but you start with one lesson, such as defining your perfect reader and how to do it. We mentioned it a little bit here, but this one really goes into depth. And all the lessons are interactive. And, of course, you can make comments and you get feedback and all those kind of wonderful things. So the Complete Book Marketing System is what we put together. The umbrella company that we really work with is called AuthorsSuccessGuild.com. Now, we are doing an official launch of the first components on Monday morning, which is today's the 20th, so it'll be the morning of the 23rd. So if you want to get in on it early, go to AuthorsSuccessGuild.com and just fill out the little form that's on the front page, and you'll be at the front door. Obviously, it's a system where we're going to have some lifetime members, which is great, but we're limiting it to only 100. So if you hear about it and you want to get in that first 100, you have to let us know. And then from there, you'll be grandfathered into our low price for the next 1,000 people, which is great because after that 1,000, then the price goes up. So this is the initial launch. This is the perfect time to be able to get in there. We talk about social media. We have what we call a la carte. So if you want to do more on LinkedIn, you can pick the LinkedIn. If you want more on Facebook, you can pick that component. But then there's a set component of lessons. So you start with defining your reader, then you learn about planning, and then branding, and then all the different types of presentations. And we get to the final one, which is developing other book products. It puts the whole thing together to make the marketing so easy.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Well, we're just about out of time. So, and I don't know what happened to Suzanne over there on the other side of the continent, but I just wanted to take a couple of minutes before we go to say thank you so much, Bette, for sharing from your obviously vast knowledge with our readers, and also to remind people that Creative Caravan Club has a contest going on for sweet romance stories. The deadline is March the 10th, and there's still time to write your story and get it into the contest. So go over to www.creativecaravanclub.com. All the details are there and the submission guidelines. And we'll look forward to seeing your story come in. And we have a fantastic gift package for authors who are accepted into the book that's called Sweet Summer Love. And so don't delay. Time is going by, and it's only 5,000 to 12,000 words of a story that you need to write because the book is an anthology. So like I said, we're just about out of time. Not sure what's going to happen with our little music piece because I think we've lost Suzanne. So I'm just going to say goodbye and thank you so much, Dr. Bette, for being with us today.
Great. It's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye for now.